Welcome to the Sacred Magic Show. Bring in the mystical and the sacred for healing with my good friend, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and myself, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In this live call-in show, you will witness the shifting of energies that bring about your transformation beyond your wildest dreams. Feel the answers to your most important questions flow into your heart as it opens to a new world of possibility. Together, Dr. Georgia, coming from the heavenly and angelic realms, and myself, Dr. Sharon, coming in from the deep realms of the earth, create an unstoppable powerhouse of sacred magic that has the power to enliven, activate, shift, transmute, and transform the challenges ever present in your life. You are now entering the hub for love and acceptance. The Sacred Magic Show starts now. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Sharon. This is Sacred Magic. And today is the day after Valentine's Day. If you're in the United States, we celebrate that. I'm not sure how other countries celebrate that. But we're all about love today, and love in all of its places, love even in those cracked areas. Now, our show is with Dr. Georgia as well. She's working her way here. Technology sometimes isn't as smooth as we'd like. But just to remind you, we are a live call-in show. Dr. Georgia and I are spiritually based. We are healers in our own right, mystical and scientific. And we want you to call in because we know that we can help you and bring you some love in whatever your, hi, Dr. Georgia, bring you some love in whatever arena you need it. So 1-800-930-2819, and we will bring that in. And we do it with our focused, intentioned awareness, or intentional focused awareness, however you want to say it. That is, we put our self connected to the field of consciousness and bring that in for you. And that brings you to all of the power of the universe. And we love that. And that's what we love to do. So call us because, well, we're here. We're here for the next hour. We're going to talk about things about love, ways that you can bring it into your life, ways that you can shine that light on yourself. And Georgia, happy day after Valentine's Day. Hi.
Hi.
Happy day after Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's. Such a great month. So much love everywhere. Ah, thank you for welcoming me, Dr. Sharon. I want to talk all about love and relationships and connecting with our beings. Where do you want to start?
You roll. You are bubbling with, bubble it forth.
Yeah. So I help people connect in their hearts on a daily basis. That's my job, either on the phone with life coaching or in person at my office. And lately, everybody has just been ready to open their heart, ready to connect in their heart chakra, and they're just beaming. I've just been feeling all this energy of let's go, let's do this. I want to find me. I want to find my heart. I want to open. I want to receive. And that's what I want to talk about balance, about how to go into receiving and how to go into giving and what is love. Are relationships unconditional or are they not? That's something that's very confusing. We're told we're supposed to love people unconditionally, but actually in our personal relationships, that's almost impossible. It is a balance of give and take, receive, of service, paying attention to people's needs, anticipating. So, Dr. Sharon, what have you noticed that brings out the best in your relationships with give and take and receiving, being?
Well, I confess that I was late coming to the love party. And I'll just tell a little story about my background. This is not about poor me or whining about it, but I grew up in a family that did not express love. And oftentimes there was anger and arguments. And I also grew up moving around. Every year and a half, I was in a different school all through my childhood. So all the time and overseas. So when we were Americans and white people in Asian cultures, and all I was wary, guarded and wary, and not able to be vulnerable at all. And the place I started to learn to open up, and this was years ago, and I am not at all saying that this should replace human interaction, but the place I started to open up and trust was with animals. I remember one time when I was in 10th grade and my friends had a St. Bernard and a kitten, and they were petrified that the St. Bernard would kill the kitten. Well, I sat down on the floor with the St. Bernard and I held the kitten in my lap and I put the kitten next to the St. Bernard's nose. And I remember sitting there with what I know now was intention of saying, we are all together in this field of trust. Now, obviously, my 10th grade brain didn't think it like that. And that St. Bernard let the kitten get up on her neck and the kitten snuggled in. And that opened my heart in a way people hadn't done so far in my life. So I'm here to say that any place you can find to open your heart, to find the trust. I sat there. I had a moment of fear that maybe the St. Bernard would go for the kitten and I'd be in the way. It was a big dog. But I sat there and allowed myself to be vulnerable to that moment. A little bit worried if the St. Bernard attacks a kitten and the kitten scratches or dies or something. It was, but it was a beautiful moment because I remember now with the language I have now and the explanation, I set the intention for us to be in that field of love. And we were. And the family who owned the St. Bernard and the kitten were shocked. But I believe we can do that in everything. Don't you think, Dr. Georgia?
I think that's a wonderful story. That warmed my heart, Sharon. What I have been discovering is love is all about accepting the person or ourselves right where we are. We just stay there. And you held space for those animals. You saw them, you welcomed them with what they had going on. And you created a love bubble of everybody's accepted and we're all going to be okay. And when we do that everywhere we go, every interaction, it brings out the best in people. Instead of correcting and changing, we have so much going on all the time. And we need medicine of acceptance.
So you remind me of something beautiful. So when I'm working, it's stressful, especially in the years of high COVID. In the office, and people are stressed and financially stressed and physically stressed. And in between patients, I like to look up YouTubes of animals or something cute. And you guys, everybody listening should check this out. There's a YouTube with a five-year-old named Rylan, R-Y-L-Y-N Clark, who is this precious angel face. And he sings Bob Marley's song, Three Little Birds, which is, everything is going to be okay.
Wow.
So the birds brought the message of hope on the doorstep and don't worry, everything is going to be okay. And when you see this beautiful five-year-old sing this song, you know everything's okay. And I think what you're saying, Dr. George, in acceptance is you're not imposing your wishes on somebody.
Yep.
But you're also not allowing them to impose on you.
Exactly.
So there, that is the balance. You want to sit with open heart, but that doesn't mean you let poison in. And if someone's being disrespectful or abusive of you, or even taking too much from you. So many people get in relationships where they give and give and give and give and give and give and give, and they never get anything back. That doesn't last. That is not sustainable for a person. So that acceptance is, I'm here with wide open heart. I see you. I'm going to let you do what you're going to do. If it doesn't suit me, nice to know you. I'm walking away. Walking away is not, Dr. Georgia, walking away does not mean you're selfish or you've closed yourself off.
It's a form of love.
Tell us more about that.
You taking care of you is loving the other person. You're saying, this isn't what I want. Being somewhere where that door has closed, that book has closed, that chapter of your life is closed, that's not nice to you or the person that you're needing to close that chapter on. And when you close that chapter, that helps them move forward as well. Even though it feels like, oh, we should stick it out with that person, even though it's closed. And we
go ahead. Sorry.
Listen, we're all connected, even if we're not around that person. By accepting that person, why they have those wounds and why, let's say if it's more of an abusive situation, if they are acting that way, and it's accepting them, letting them be that way, but you accepting yourself, saying, I want something different. I want to be loved. I want to be taken care of. And I want somebody that receives my love. That is you having boundaries, and that's love. And by you holding yourself accountable for what you're wanting, you're also holding the other person accountable for receiving that in their own life. Even if you're not together, it's a very loving act. And I know that's confusing.
I think the other thing that I see is I see relationships where one of the parties is constantly compromising. Mm. And every time a compromise occurs, unless you talk about it up front, and I don't really like this, but I'm going to compromise this time, you are not showing your true self. And if you're not showing your true self, that relationship is not based on the truth about you, and it's not an honest interaction. And the more you compromise or hide what you really want or really believe in, then you're asking that person, the person that you're showing, putting forth in that relationship, is not an honest picture. Mm-hmm. You are showing a falsehood, and then that's not sustainable because you can't continue to be a mask. Does that make sense?
100%. And it gets confusing because we hear different messages in our life of how we're supposed to be in relationships as men and women. Women with feminism, they're told, take charge, say what you want, be active, be demanding. And then you have the other, depending on where you're raised, the other side is be obedient to your man and be whatever he needs, be his caretaker, be his mother, his nurse, his homemaker. And so that's confusing. And then you have men that have been raised, don't have any feelings, be that way, or be over emotional, and men eating, you know, having plastic in their foods and all this extra hormonal disturbances. It's making a lot of men more weak and not in their masculine energy because their hormones are off. And that's also disturbing the female masculine balance. And we have that inside ourselves too, the masculine and feminine. And we need that balance either for man-man relationships, woman-woman, man-woman. We have to have these things balanced within us. So it's not a matter of anybody being anyone's caretaker. It's about give and take. It is a balance. And finding that masculine energy and loving it. The opposite of the powerful masculine energy in your man or in the masculine side in yourself, the opposite is a soft, it's feminine. It's asking what we want, asking what we're asking in a way, in a soft, craving, gentle way without the force. And that opens us to receive in the feminine. And it's the opposite of weak because it's actually a very vulnerable place to be there. You're saying, I want this, I need this, but it's not demanding. You're learning how to entice the masculine. And a lot of people can see that as confusing as what does that mean? But a true feminine energy is, it's gentle and it's accepting the masculine energy as it is. You can't go at the masculine and be demanding and pushing or shaming or critical. You soften the masculine to have your approach. And one of the number one ways to do that is by giving and serving, but not in the home maker, I do whatever you want me way, in the way that softens their heart, in the way that they need it. It's loving that person right where they are. Does your partner like to be touched? Do they like service or do they like time? What makes your partner feel good? You open them up and then it's a balance and then you get your needs met. So it's for both of you. The relationship is for both of you.
I love this. And I want to continue this conversation, but we're going to take a short break and then we'll come back and continue this. And reminder for everybody who is listening, I would love it. We would love it if you would call in 1-800-930-2819. Benny Jacob, let's take a short break.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit lifestrategymentor.com. That's lifestrategymentor.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Be the creator of your own healthy life with the most unbeatable connected weight loss experience through Impact Remote Academy. You will get a customized 6-month program that is fat loss focused with simple to follow step-by-step instructions, Zoom coach support, and access to the Academy website tools and community. Because weight loss is hard and you deserve the best support. Look no further. Everything you need for weight loss success is accessible through Impact Remote Academy Kit and Support. This is your healthy journey to permanent weight loss, and we're going to give you the keys to unlock your inner power and optimal health through clean eating and self-love. The No More Rules gals Steph Yost and Camille Barreto are here to help you recognize self-sabotaging patterns and develop healthy lifestyle habits. Explore yourimpactwellness.com for all the details. That's yourimpactwellness.com. And remember to live your life with impact.
Do you find that your world is filled with chaos that's always trying to bring you down? What if I told you that your goal should not be to get rid of that chaos, but to harness it and become your higher self with it? I'm Gina Libido, your transformational coach, and I'm here to guide you on your ascension journey and soul awakening. Learn to anchor cosmic Christ light during my one-on-one and group sessions. To find out more, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org. And be in body, in power, and in soul.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
I love that. Benny just played a little clip from Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. Everything's going to be all right. You guys really have to check out that video with Ryland Clark. But anyway, we're Doc Martin and Dr. Sharon and Dr. George on Sacred Magic. Remember, please call us. We love to help you. And this is about love and energetically about light. So the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. So we were talking about male and female and the balance in relationships and within yourself. And I was talking to Georgia at the break. I went to graduate school in a predominantly male field. And I was at faculty at Emory University, again, one of few women. And in order to accomplish that, I found that what I know now, I had to use a lot of what is traditionally considered masculine energy. And then having to learn, again, when you become a physician and you want to be receptive to people, intuitive to people, taking them where they are instead of directing where they should be, that is a more feminine approach. So you, as a person, will use male at one time, female at another time. That's in all of us. And the challenge is to balance it as best you can. And in relationships, if you're very directing, traditionally masculine energy, directing, forward pushing, hard driving, decision making, that may not always be in balance for you if you're constantly surrendering. So finding what works, and again, accepting the person how they are, but that doesn't mean you have to go along with it. Just remember that you yourself will do better to have a balance of both. Now, you won't be perfectly 50-50 on that. Nobody is. But anyway, Georgia, what else are your thoughts about that?
I have a similar story going to chiropractic school and working really hard my entire life. I went to mystic school and chiropractic school at the same time. That was very intense, very challenging. But my whole life was like that. It was just pushing, pushing beyond what I was even capable of. So that made me more masculine and more intense. And I needed that power at the time. And then when I went to Brazil and I was in the ashram in the jungle, the ladies there, they would laugh. They would tickle each other. They tell jokes together. They played. I've never seen people playing as adults with each other. That's never happened. And most people, in order to be a little light and playful, they have to be on alcohol or drugs. They don't know how to relax in their body. And I saw these ladies full of just light, dancing their feet. And it just opened my heart and it showed me how hard I was all over my edges. Everywhere was tough to push through. And I remember that moment, and one of those ladies is now my husband's mother. And I remember thinking of her energy and thinking of her beautiful giving soul. And I just sat down by the temple and let my energy soften, let my body go into a place of harmony. And I connected in nature. And I discovered for me, connecting in my body, connecting in the present moment, helped me be more myself and helped me be more balanced in my feminine nature. That changed my voice. It changed the way I walked. And it helped me accept parts of me that were in denial for a long time. And I moved into a place of joy in life, feeling colors, feeling God, and receiving God in a brand new way. And when I'm working on people, what I find is when they connect in their heart, in their bodies, they have more room and expansion because they're taking care of themselves. So they can create space for other people. And you out there, everyone listening, you deserve that. And by you taking care of you, connecting in your body, releasing the old tensions, the old heaviness, you can open to God's love, open to your mate's love, your children, your friends, and especially those all accepting animals that are there just to love you and serve you and want to be your gentle being in your life. You get to do that. And Dr. Sharon's phenomenal with her animals. She has this beautiful connection. She gives to them. She listens to them. She accepts them. And it's really heart opening. And she brings that to her practice. And that
let me tell you, Dr. George, what I did, because so COVID is raging. It's the spring and the summer of 2020. Everybody is on edge. Everybody's still on edge, but everybody's on edge. And I did something. I took pictures that I'd taken around my property with the animals, and I had them mounted on these little photo tiles with stickums that could go on the wall. And there's a picture of the horses and the picture of the dog sitting with the cat and a picture of the goat on the roof of the barn.
That's my favorite.
Well, people started dropping their tension the minute they saw those pictures. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm out in the world, people are testy and prickly. They're stressed. They're on edge. They're resentful. They're worried about economy. It seems like nobody has a lot of tolerance for other people. And it seems like there's not a lot of manners and kindness. But if you can drop in, as Georgia says, drop into your body and your heart, or if you can drop into a place that warms your heart and soul, for me, it's animals and the land. Drop into that, and then you start to realize, drop into that video of that five-year-old Ryland Clark, because you see his face and you can't help but soften all over. When you do that, you remember that we are all connected. This is literally quantum physics-wise true. We are an interconnected, interdependent web. That's a buzzword perhaps, but it's true. When you remember that, then maybe the next time you're at the gas station and somebody cuts you off in line or you get a little road rage happening in front of you, you don't have to go into testy, prickly mode. You can just say, okay, guy, you go ahead. You need to be faster today. You get in front of me. Go ahead. My girlfriend's really good at that. I'm not as good at that as I could be. I'm like, what are you doing, buddy? But I have to remind myself, too, that the softer approach sometimes gets me through my day better. It helps me as much as it helps externally. I'm not on edge. I'm not wary. I'm not critical. And when I walk in my exam rooms and the patient sitting there and there's pictures on the wall and they look at it and they say, is that your dog? And I say, yes, isn't he handsome? And all of a sudden we're in this love vibe of recognizing how beautiful our pets are. And that sort of starts the whole interview off on a really nice floating vibe. What do you think, Georgia?
Oh, I love that so much. And speaking of driving, I'll tell you what I've learned and what I do. Driving is a great way for changing the world because you're seeing so many people, person after person. And so for me, I use it as a practice to access more people. And so when people are beautiful and creating peace on the roads, I send them gratitude. I send them good luck and happiness and, you know, all that good stuff. And when they're misbehaved, I used to just say, oh, they must be having a hard day. Oh, they might need to go to the bathroom. That's why they're rushing, which makes me laugh. Like, oh, they have to go. Because I love humor. But, you know, from watching my beautiful husband, he would get mad at people because that's the masculine. And I realized that that is actually powerful. What he's saying is he's saying, that's not okay. That's rude. We have a society. That's what the anger is. He's putting boundaries. And I realized that is powerful spiritual energy. And it's about him balancing it so he doesn't have that anger in his body, which he has done now. And for me, instead of excusing everybody, I'm like, Jesus, help that person be more considerate in their life and more aware in their life. I ask to hold them accountable for that. And this is new. This is new for me versus like, oh, everything's okay. Oh, forgive everybody. No. It's that whole balance. I thought you would like that, Dr. Sharon.
I do like that. We have to take a break in another minute or so. But I wanted to say, I go up the road at 5:30 in the morning, pitch black. And what I'm doing is I am saying to the animals, and there are a lot of deer where I live and possums and things running across the road, I don't want anybody hurt. I'm sending out my love to say, hey, everybody stay safe, including me. Nobody cross the road right now. I need to get to work safely. You don't want to be hurt. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to be hurt. So that, when you said you drive and change the world, I'm changing the little strip I'm driving on. I am saying protective zone here. Pushing back anything that wants to think about, and, you know, in the breeding season, the deer are running like maniacs, hormones or whatever. And I'll just say, okay, this has to get through to you, past your hormone addled brain, protective zone. Nobody gets hurt on my way to work or on my way home. But anyway, change the world with our love and our light. Let's talk more about that when we come back. We're going to take a short break.
You can't just fix yourself on the outside and expect the inside to follow. Whether you're 5 or 85, healthy living can begin whenever you decide you want a better life. Tune into Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn about implementing a daily routine and finding a balance to improve your life. Learn to live agelessly. Go to BarbaraScheidegger.com. That's Barbara, S-C-H-E-I-D-E-G-G-E-R.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's DENEE.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Hi, everybody. We're back. We're Sacred Magic, Dr. Georgia, Dr. Sharon. And we're going to finish up by talking about two important things. And one is the times when we don't like ourselves, those dark places, those cracked places, and how to move into love for ourselves. And that's a hard one, especially when we have society expectations, parental expectations, that we need to be better, we need to be perfect. We won't show our damaged, vulnerable, cracked sides. But that's the place where love is really important. Georgia, tell us more about that.
Well, remember when I was talking about getting in your body? When we get in our body, our body is meant to feel joy. So by releasing some of the stress out of our body, we can start seeing the big picture. When we have all our traumas in our system, our nervous system creates those nerves and those hormones in our body, and it goes the same patterns over and over and over. So finding out how to heal your nervous system, how to activate your vagus nerve to go into a state of peace, it helps us get into the big picture. And one of the greatest, cheapest, easiest ways to do big picture is nature. Nature and beauty. To going to a beautiful waterfall, going to the ocean and seeing the large, vast sky and the water that goes on forever, looking at the stars at night. This, when nature is so beautiful and so magical, it puts life into perspective. And when we feel the big picture, we're not so concentrated on the stuff we're working on or that's stuck enlarged in our body. And when we see big picture of we are in a giant bubble of love and miracles and magic and manifestation and dreams and hope and faith. It puts a crack in a good way to open that faith within you of, I can do this. Good things can happen. I'm ready for this. When we stay in our houses, stay watching TV, read our books, and get small and small and small, same group of people, we're not traveling, we're not going anywhere, we're not experiencing things, our stuff is so heavy and we get stuck. But when you open your eyes and you say, God, I want to love my hair, right? Something simple. You start seeing it, your hair, through God's eyes, and you start seeing other people and how their hair looks amazing. Or I want to love my body. You start seeing miracles. Things open up. Those cracks. Dr. Sharon, talk about cracks of love and light.
Well, I like what you said about nature. And if you talk about it from indigenous or shamanic or energy language, there is a life force in nature bigger than our individual life force that is informed by the core of the earth and informed by the galaxy and the universe. And when you link up with that, when you put your energy field into that environment,
absolutely,
you are filled up with that universal intelligence and life force, and it heightens you. It amplifies you. And even the earth can electronically be an electron sink, S-I-N-K, for your excess discharge in your field when you're all spasmo. That's not really a word, but anyway.
It's perfect.
So when you can feel that and you feel that life force, then you can move that energy through your body, and the parts that aren't working right, mind, body, or spirit, get realigned and get re-evaluated. You see it through a different perspective. And it's hard to feel alone and separate if you're sitting on the ground at the base of a tree, if you're sitting on the sand watching the waves. You are filled with that life force and that knowing that there is intelligent design going on all around you that you're a part of. And that can't help but make you expand and get out of yourself. And finding those places that you love. I went once, I think it's in the, is it in Belgium or the Netherlands? The Keukenhof Gardens, which are where the tulip breeders, Holland, I think, the tulip breeders bring and have little pieces of ground where they put on it, they plant their tulips and make a demo. And this garden, this park is open, I think it's early May, and you walk in it and you go past all of these clumps of designs with colors of different shapes and colors and heights of tulips. You have never been in anything more magical in your life. And when you're filled with the beauty, even go buy yourself at the grocery store a bouquet of tulips and put them on your dining table. Fill yourself up. And those broken places that you are uncomfortable with or you dislike, soften, and you start to appreciate beauty and you feel it. When you feel the joy and the beauty of something and it warms your heart, you are literally flooding your body with those good feelings. And that is healing and wonderful. Right, Georgia?
That's everything, Dr. Sharon. I felt that just as you were talking, that vibration. I call it medicine. Getting that medicine so we get outside of ourselves so we can open and receive all that is there. And I was also thinking about our spaces, our homes, our cars. putting love into our space to bring what you get in nature, that feeling. He's all excited about it.
He's got excited about this. Tank, stop.
To bring that in your space, to not have the broken things in your house, the relative stuff that they died and you don't need their stuff anymore. It reminds you of something sad. You know, taking all that stuff out of your house, anything that drains you, so you feel light, you feel movement. Or if you want to feel cozy and loved and comforted by your home, to create that. And these days, we all collect too much and we're not having just the stuff we love or the stuff that's useful at our house. And it holds us in those old patterns and blocks us. Pretty much 90% of us feel amazing when we go to a hotel and it's clean, it's simple. There's not a lot of space for our brain to stay stuck because everything is so organized and new and
clean, clean slate.
Yes, we need that clean slate. So we can do that in our homes, in our car, and that's a spiritual practice. Wiping down your car, putting good energy in it. I love washing my car. It's one of my favorites.
I gotta tell you a funny story. And this was years ago. And I don't know if I could find where I read about it. And I think it was Westinghouse. And they put their refrigerators and washers into test homes. And then somehow they went in and assessed the environment. And the homes in which the refrigerators or the washers, the doors were slammed, the people had yucky, they were always angry and yelling at each other, the machines broke down more quickly. An actual study, and this was years ago before we even thought about this kind of stuff, those things fell apart just by the environment of the way the people were acting in the house. That's wild. I mean, my family thinks I'm nuts because I nickname my car and I say good things to it. But I have never been let down. But anyway, so they think I'm a little nuts. But anyway.
But that also, it makes life fun. Why not make everything in life your friend? Why not live in a world where everything in your environment is supporting you and you're in relationship? When we're in relationship with our items, we're loving them. That means we're paying attention to them. Mm-hmm. So even if it's just a physical thing, which, you know, Dr. Sharon and I don't believe in just physical. Everything is energy. But you're paying attention to it instead of, oh, I have to take care of this. I have to do this. I have a fancy refrigerator. I wanted one that inspired me to eat healthy. So I opened those French door refrigerator doors and the lights open up and it's magnificent. And in the first year, something happened to it. Something wasn't working. And when I called, the lady was saying, oh, I'm so sorry. Your fridge isn't working. And I'm like, oh, please. I love my problems. This fridge is fantastic. I am privileged to have this. And she was blown away. That lit up her whole day. Like, I get to do this. I was having a relationship with my fridge.
I think that's good because that awareness and linkage, you're linking up. I link up with my earrings. I often have earrings made with some amber. I love amber. And I get all warm and fuzzy when I wear it. And I appreciate the appreciation. Appreciation is a feeling in our heart, a lot like gratitude. Mm. Appreciation is the recognition that we are respectful of something, that we offer thanks for it. And those are good feelings to flood your body with.
Exactly. And those good feelings actually balance our hormones. You want to balance your hormones? That's one of the cheapest, easiest ways to do it. Put in gratitude and appreciation. And I love the thought of you appreciating your earrings. That just
I love my earrings. Yeah. So, Georgia, we have 1+ minutes left. What message for bringing the light in do you have for people?
Get in the big picture. Find joy in your life. Dance. Move your body. Go see something beautiful that moves you. And do it as much as you want, anytime you need. That is what you need to bring world peace and peace in your life. Dr. Sharon, what do you want to add?
If you can't start big of loving your neighbor, your coworker, start with an animal. Start, and if you don't like animals, start with a place in nature and just open yourself to that thing that is other than you. For me, it started with animals, as we talked about. Opening your heart to recognize a connection and start small and let it build. And when you recognize there's a connection with something that you consider other, that's how we begin to really bring in what we all have heard about, unity consciousness, the breaking down and slowing down of separation. And that's how, as Dr. Georgia said, that's how we change the world.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Magic Show, bringing in the mystical and sacred with myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and my friend, Dr. Sharon Martin, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Come back and continue to witness myself, Dr. Georgia, and Dr. Sharon as we shift energy to bring about transformations beyond your wildest dreams. Tap into the magic and sacred nature of angels, plants, colors, stones, and many other energetic vibrations for powerful shifts and healing on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.